one of my favorite Prey songs. I like that one. 7:38, Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. Hope your day's off to a good start. And over the next 20 minutes or so here, we're going to be talking with our good friends, John and Kendra Smiley.
And as a parent, for me, I've already done my damage. My kids are in their in their 20s. I'm kidding.
Nice.
I'm kidding. But, you know, you look back and it's like, wow, I probably could have done this better or that better. Maybe you're right in the middle of it and you're thinking, I've got all of these things going on and I need a little help. Well, John and Kendra Smiley are our parenting experts, and their book, Be the Parent, touches on so many key issues that I think we all can relate to. Today, we're going to talk with them about those opportunities we have to choose to allow failure and success. Good morning, you guys. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
Oh, I interrupted you. Wait, say that again, PK.
Yeah.
What's that?
What did you say? You said it's good to have... Well, yes, thank you. We interrupted your sweet comment.
I just said
no
you guys
problem.
Are the best.
There you go.
We needed to hear that.
That's good. Hey, we do want to touch on with you guys, though, because you live in central Illinois where the tornadoes have hit. Don Rupp just reported on the recovery efforts that are underway there. Anything happened to your property or you guys? You okay?
Yeah,
obviously?
You okay?
Yeah, not to our property, thankfully. It came fairly close, within about 15 miles. One of our little towns was basically destroyed. The tornado was on the ground about 35 minutes, and it was pretty devastating. We're used to tornadoes around here, but not like that, and not in November. And so that was quite an unusual storm, and the intensity was just inspiring in the sense of the rain and the wind and just the dynamic part of how strong that storm was.
Right, realizing the inspirational part was realizing the power of nature and what God created.
Right, and so but right around us, we had I think probably a small straight line, real strong wind. A farmer lost his barn; it blew over, and there was a path kind of about. That went about 3 miles from our farm, and a couple outbuildings and a barn was blown over. But on our place, things are fine.
Good.
Glad you're okay. Yeah, right. Storm out there. And we'll keep our eyes, of course, on the recovery efforts there as they continue, in prayers for those affected. Well, shifting gears back to our topic today, we're talking about something that you, I think, write about in your book, Be the Parent, Seven Choices You Can Make to Raise Great Kids. You write about choosing to allow failure and success, and this might be a new concept for some parents. Allow our kids to fail? What do you mean?
Well, yeah, who wants their child to fail? Well, no one wants them to, but it is a fact of life, and it's also... sadly, a fact of life that in today's world, there are lots of folks, as you said, helicoptering, you know, making sure that that little junior, he may be starting to fall, but they want to catch him before his knee hits the ground. And it's to the detriment of the child.
Right. And I think probably the big picture, the way we can look at this, is our kids, there are consequences to decisions and actions. And a lot of times parents want to put their kids in an artificial world. And they don't want them to fail, and that's not a good thing to do when we are hovering over our kids and we're not allowing them to see consequences for their poor decisions.
Kendra, as a teacher, I'm guessing that you must have seen this too during some of the times that you were teaching. What did this look like?
Well, you know, it's interesting because my teaching career ended when our first child was born. And so I actually saw it more as observing it as a parent, watching parents go in to, and of course being friends still with many school teachers, and saying, my child can't get a B on this history test. She wants to go to Harvard. And knowing that my friend who was the teacher wanted so desperately to say, well, she's going to have to learn to study if she wants to go to Harvard, or she handled it more tactfully. But yes, and on the playing field, you know, we've been very active. Our kids were very active in sports, and we were always very connected there. And the parent that says, my kid isn't getting enough playing time. You know, why is this happening? Why is that happening? My child should be, you know, should be the starter as the quarterback. Those sorts of things where it's not appropriate, and it's just a manner of the parent intervening to get They want to keep their child from feeling bad.
Right. We saw a great example of this when our son was a freshman in high school, and it happened right in front of everybody, and everybody knew what was going on. This mother went up to the coach and just gave the coach, just was yelling in his face and everything like that, and because the son wasn't getting enough playing time. And our son actually came home after that and said, "Mom and Dad, why don't you go yell at the coach? Because I know this kid is going to get more playing time now because that mom went up and yelled at the coach." And so that was a great opportunity for us to talk to him and tell him, yes, this mom did that, and yes, this son might get a little bit more, shouldn't, but might get a little bit more playing time, but obviously not the right thing to do.
Right.
And what can happen? What happens when? Well, you know what? We'll do a quick break because I want to have the consequences to that. There's consequences for parents and there's consequences for the child. So we'll do a quick break here and then come back with a, kind of the result of taking care of those things for your child. We're talking with John and Kendra Smiley, and it's 7:44. Faith Radio Mornings back in just a moment.
Radio Mornings with Ken PK, Toby Mack, reminding us that we can always get back up again if we fall down, and sometimes we need to let our kids fall down and then remind them that they can get back up again because there's lessons to be learned when they fail.
We're talking with John and Kendra Smiley this morning about those opportunities to allow failure and then also to encourage success. You guys talk a little bit about why landing the helicopter as the helicopter parent, why is that important for our children? Because we want to get to the long-term issues this could create. Kendra, what do you think?
Well, basically, the first truth we have to deal in is failure, and you can call it whatever you want, you know, things not working out the way you want, any of those labels. Failure is a real part of life. Everybody at some point has failed, and we will still, I'm looking, to, you know, there's one coming up, I'm sure, when it's not going to work out the way I wanted to. What we're doing by allowing our children to fail when they're still in our household is we are teaching them how to recover from failure. Super important. There have been studies done with helicopter parents. They've tracked these kids on into adulthood when mom and dad absolutely can't intervene at every turn. And they have found that on the very far extreme, some of these kids are taking their own lives because they can't imagine they failed. Oh, my goodness. They've never failed before.
Ted said it best in the introduction. He said that when our kids fall down, yes, you can get back up again. And that's the responsibility the parent has, to look down, to reach down when that child fails, when that child falls and says, okay, yes, you can get back up, and this is how you do it. And that's a huge responsibility that we as parents have with our kids, is to teach that.
One of the examples, this comes again from sports, it happened to be when our youngest son was in college. He was a pitcher at U of I, University of Illinois, and he was a starter, and he was taken out then eventually about the fifth inning, and one of his best friends went in to as his reliever, and the reliever was a great pitcher. Jonathan was an adequate pitcher who worked super hard so that he could walk on to this university. And this boy, oh, he had a big scholarship. And he went out there in that inning, and he could not get an out. And so they jerked him out and put another reliever in. And this young man went to sit beside Jonathan, our son. His father was sitting by us. His father was overwrought. And one of the words he said, "Brandon has never failed before. He's never failed." And we looked up into the stands where the two boys were sitting together, and we said, "You know what? He's going to be okay. He's sitting by Jonathan. Jonathan's failed a lot." And that experience, he could actually help a friend who he really cared about, who had really never gone through that before. It's skills that we need to have as responsible adults.
Right. It's the attitude of our culture today, and one, we see it very prevalent in just the attitude that everybody needs to get a participation ribbon, and we no longer give the winner the blue ribbon, and you know, we don't identify winners and losers, and that's not life. And our kids know what's going on in that whole aspect. They understand that, you know, there are failures and there are successes. And as parents, we don't want to put them in an artificial world, because when they are adults, they will no longer hopefully be in that artificial world.
Yeah, it reminds me of a scene from the film Parental Guidance, where Billy Crystal is in the stands at the baseball game, and he says, "You're out of there." And they said, "No, nobody gets out in the game."
we don't keep score. He goes, "What?"
Yeah, I can't believe it.
And the interesting thing about that is, you know, the parents up in the stand, "Oh, we don't want to hurt our kids." And the kids are saying, you know, that's the way to have fun, is to keep score. We need a winner and a loser here.
That's right.
It's so silly when you think about it, just like in that Billy Crystal movie. I mean, you look at that, and why do we laugh? Because that's so silly.
That's right. And you know what? So your kid loses the race or the baseball game, there's probably something else where he can be a winner at, or she can be a winner at. There's one other thing, too. If we never let them fail, they never learn to accept responsibility. "He made me do it. Oh, honey, if he made you, I'm going to go right over there and straighten that other boy out." Mm-hmm. You know, no, not at all. I just tried to tell John when I spilled a little grain out of the wagons that maybe he filled them too full. He made me do... No, actually, I was going a little fast.
Yeah.
We've got to model that for our kids, too. That's an important aspect.
Right, and it's the whole idea of the... And we get this question quite a few times, you know. The mom asks us, "Well, my daughter didn't get invited to the party. Should I go over and talk to that other mother and say, 'Now you have to invite my daughter because that hurt her feelings'?" No, Mom, no. You know, you sit down and talk to your daughter and say, "Honey, you know, have you done anything that hurt, you know, that other girl's feelings? And if you haven't, life is not fair." And sometimes we get our feelings hurt. Less you and I go out for an ice cream or something.
Yeah, I was reading a story about a teacher who had a parent come into the classroom and yell at her, basically, because the daughter didn't get a very good grade. I think she got a zero on a paper she wrote for plagiarizing. And the mom said, "You can't do that. She didn't do anything wrong."
Oh, no.
And the teacher's like, "I found this all over the website." And she said, "No, she didn't do that. I did it because I wrote her paper."
Oh, great. Wow.
Well, in that case, you get a zero.
Exactly.
Well, and the teacher's "I don't remember, you know, what am I going to do? Suspend the mom, keep her in for lunch, have her write on the chalkboard?" You know, this is not healthy.
It's an uphill battle.
We had an experience where the kids, one of our kids, not our kids, we were keeping some children and taking care of them, and a little girl wasn't supposed to you weren't supposed to use your cell phones, of course, during school in junior high.
Yep.
And yet she called someone, and the person showed up to take her somewhere, and the secretary said, "Well, how did you know she wanted you to come?" And the gentleman said, "Well, she called me," and then called the girl down the office. "I didn't call him. And you're like, "Oh, my gosh. Do they think we're all dumb?"
Right, yeah. John and Kendra Smiley, our guests again here on Faith Radio Mornings. Encourage you to check out their book, Be the Parent, 7 Choices You Can Make to Raise Great Kids. Links up for that and other books of theirs at myfaithradio.com. We have a call we'll take. It's Carol calling from Elk River this morning. Get her on the show here in just a moment. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you have a question for John and Kendra this morning?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if they would recommend a book to teach our children about, for me, grandchildren, about dealing with failure. And I have a 5- and 7-year-old grandchild.
Okay. Hang on the line, Carol. John, Kendra, what do you think?
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I had one at the top of my brain that either we had written or one of our friends had. Nothing comes to mind. You know, I think, let me just be encouraging here for a minute, even though I was discouraging with a title, and that's the fact that this sweet grandma knows that that's important for them to learn about that. I think maybe a little research on Amazon, Christian book, Children, Failure and Success, that might come about, but just the fact that she realizes that she can be an influence in their lives, and that it's okay if you fail. You brush yourself off. As John used to say, when the kids fall down on the playground, you don't run over and catch them on the end of the slide when they're seven just so they don't fall down. If they scrape their knee, you put a Band-Aid on it. Mm-hmm. If they get a bloody nose, you stick a Kleenex up there. You know, just grandma knowing that it's okay to fail and there's other things you're going to succeed at might be just what's needed here.
Yeah, and I think that I know Kevin Lehman always has some thoughts on this, too. He does not... he's not an advocate of babying your children at that point, too, so he might have some great thoughts on that. Thank you, Carol, for listening and for calling in this morning. Blessings to you. Let's talk quickly, too, you guys, about how to be the advocate when it's necessary. When should you intervene?
I think that's one of those things that as parents, we know the difference. If we truly, truly are looking at the truth, we know the difference between being an advocate and being a helicopter parent. And it's one of those things when something is grossly unfair, then there are times as parents we step in and we are our kid's advocate. But it's this whole consequence thing of them making a poor choice and then letting them go through the consequences is when we're helicoptering. So it's one of those things as a parent we make that decision. But I think again, as parents, if we're truthful, the majority of parents can differentiate between advocacy and helicoptering.
Right. Take a little truth serum, a little sodium pentothal before you rush in to see that teacher. You know, and there's one more thing with this, you guys, and that is if we talk about choosing to allow them to succeed. Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, with that, if you are always recovering, you know, helping your child recover, if you're always helicoptering, let's just use that as a verb, what happens is they have a success and they figure, mom and dad probably greased the skids on this one too. They can't even own their successes. So you're robbing them of the times when they do succeed.
Yeah.
Good point.
Well, our last point we want to touch on is off topic a bit, but again, we'll post this full interview at myfaithradio.com if people want to hear more. Just tuned in halfway through our interview with John and Kendra Smiley on allowing failure and successes with our children. But we know that your son is on the staff with the Jacksonville Jaguars NFL team. They're struggling this year at 1-9, but this caught our eye. The Citizens took out an ad in the local newspaper there that says, "Dear Mr. Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, sign Tim Tebow. We will fill the stadium." Signed Citizens of Jacksonville. Have you heard about this? What do you think about this, guys? What's your son saying about this?
I think it might be a distraction. And they might. I don't know about the quarterback. May I have a mother moment with you?
Yeah.
Right now, the special teams, and our son is the assistant special teams coordinator, they are number two in the NFL.
Awesome.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Awesome.
But again, they are 1-8.
But they did get that big win, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, and it's been the head coach were very, from the parental hovering point of view, which of course they're not anywhere around to hover, but we are very impressed with him.
Right, and I think, just from looking at that as the fans, that would be fun for the fans. But as you know, from a coaching standpoint and for what they're trying to do with the Jacksonville Jaguars, you have to look long term, not short term.
Yeah.
And that would sure be a fun thing short term,
sure.
But it may not be what they're looking for long term.
Which is a very good parenting tip right there, looking long term.
That's right. Way to bring it back around. Yeah. Tebow's from Jacksonville, of course, so that's the interest of the college year and everything. So we'll see what happens. But we can't talk much because the Vikings up here have only won two games. So Packers are struggling now, too.
Really.
So whatever.
Well, and I know you've made the Jaguars your second favorite team, and that's all that counts.
That's right. We're watching. We want to see how it goes.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you for checking in with us again today. We'll check in again in a couple weeks, and happy Thanksgiving to you both.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.